This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, yellow Rachel.
Yellow, my lady.
Rachel.
Cheryl.
In today's podcast, we cover...
You know what we should say? We do talk about Jewel the singer.
By the way, I didn't even tell you that. I don't want to say I know Jewel because that feels like it's too... Like I'm not hanging out with Jewel, but I do know Jewel.
Okay.
I thought that was really
That's kind of like a lame... That's kind of like a lame drop.
That's a lame drop. Oh, my God.
Like, it's not like a really cool one. It's not like you're like, last night when I was hanging out with Jewel.
No, this is just like, I've talked to Jewel. It's like, nobody gives a flying fuckball.
Yeah.
And not because it's Jewel. Like, that's amazing. It's just that it's not an interesting story.
You guys.
Ladies and jerks.
They've already turned off.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Big Vape, the rise and fall of Jewel. Lady.
Lady.
Lady. How's it going?
Oh, it's going so good.
Are you looking at my hair?
I am. It's all I want to talk about right now. I'm like, you look like a Brett girl.
Well, because it's I put in some fake hair. Because, Rachel, when I was at the home show with Dr. Becky Hines and the Hines and Young crew, one of the booths next to us was a hair booth.
Okay, of course it was.
And you can buy, it's called a halo.
Oh, yeah, the halo.
It's like fishing wire. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a little, like a big strand of hair.
And it's a halo.
You put it under your hair. Mm-hmm. But look, it looks completely real, doesn't it? I mean, it is real.
It's a different look. I mean, you look like you're like...
We're going to have to put a... We'll put a picture on Instagram of this.
But I mean, I have a head full of fake hair.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of our screen.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah. One, two, three. No. Cheese.
Okay, I'm out of it.
You're mad. You're mad because your hair is pulled back?
You're like in a full face of makeup. And I look like your mother that's joined the pod.
Rachel, remember when somebody asked? Wait, what did they ask?
Oh, no, you asked.
No. I asked. This is great. This is really bad. We were at the Groundlings together.
Yeah, it's a theater.
20 years ago. Yes. And there was a casting director that was there to see our show.
She's an like important a big casting director, yes.
And Cheryl was really generous and told all of us, you know, this casting director is coming to see the show. And we were all excited. And in like kind of true to form for me, Cheryl's like, you should go, you know, like go talk to her, I think, or something like that. So I went over and I said hello. And then she was standing there with this other woman.
I can't even hear it. Okay, go ahead.
And I said... Oh, is this your daughter? Didn't I say that? Did I say this is your daughter?
Yes.
And she said, no, it's my
colleague.
My colleague, one of my close friends.
It was like a woman who was maybe 5 years younger than that lady.
And I said, But the thing was, is that she didn't say, no, this isn't my daughter, right? She just goes, no. Oh. Like, she was really super offended. And she goes,
oh, no.
This is my friend. Oh, no. And I was like, and then I tried to get out of it. Like, well, yeah, you guys look like you could be, you know, sisters or something. And she was like, looked at me like, just stop.
It gets worse when you spin. Your adrenaline starts going and you're like, oh, no. Oh. What I meant to say, no, because you guys, oh, you look young. You would be a young mother. But I was just.
Cheryl.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it too many times.
Too many times.
You can't zip it.
No, I can't. And I love it when I confidently get someone's name wrong. In a specific name. Yeah. Like, Matilda, so good to see you. And they're like, it's Jan. And then I'm like, oh, God, yes, I'm sorry. I know that. I just feel like I know you. I know you so well.
And then it just, that's when you need to stop talking.
That's what I mean.
But you don't.
I know.
You shovel right in.
But I've gotten a lot better at just looking at someone and saying, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I am completely forgetting your name right
that's
now. And
good.
I'm mortified. And then there usually people respond well to that.
Yeah.
Or they do this to me. They say, it's Mike and I've met you several times.
You get that sometimes too. You know what Larry David will tell somebody? Larry will say, when somebody will say, yeah, I've met you several times and you never remember my name. He said to someone, I guess you weren't that memorable. That's also not a great conversation starter at a party. You know what I mean? It's like,
no.
But I guess if you're Larry David, you really don't want to be standing around chit-chatting with strangers.
And you don't care.
You don't care.
And you're like, why are you pointing out that I don't recognize you? Do something, you know, to make yourself memorable. But that's true. I mean, I've done that. Oof. Like friends of friends.
So you just go, hey, you. Hey, you.
Oh, and they know.
And they know. As soon as you say, hey, you, it's like, that's not great.
And yet I still do it. I still go, hey, you.
Your voice gets real high.
Hey. Yes.
Hey.
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 Hey. But wait, didn't I tell you, remember at your Christmas party years ago?
Yeah.
Where my doctor was there?
Yeah.
And I was there with a friend and she said, oh, is this your son?
And he said, no, it's my date.
And he goes, yeah, I'm Otto.
Yeah, just listen, we're just doing a public service announcement. Don't ever.
Don't. It's like, don't ask if you're pregnant.
Yeah, don't.
Right.
Don't.
Boom. Just don't. Have you done that before?
No, I wouldn't dare.
Somebody's done that to me. When I was
at the gym. We went
at
the gym.
At the gym? Oh, that was New Year's Eve.
Oh, no, this.
Years and years and years ago.
You should never go to the gym on holidays, Rachel. It doesn't turn out for you. Okay, so you were at the gym.
It doesn't.
And what happened?
And I was working out, and this woman walked up to me.
No.
And I was working out, like, hard.
Yeah.
And she walks up, and she goes, oh, she goes. She goes, when are you due?
No, Rachel.
I just looked at her, and I said, I'm not pregnant. Oh. I was so mean. I said, I'm not pregnant. I just have a belly.
Oh.
And she goes, no.
No, you look great. You look great.
And she started to freak out. She's like, because you just look so good.
You're glowing. Didn't she say you were glowing or something? The skin was
something like you just look like you're radiating. Just, and I just was like.
Why do you ever go to the gym, Rachel? Bad things happen when
I don't
you go
know.
To the gym.
But this was all like back in the day. Like I want to say late 90s. Early
Before
2000s.
You were felt like you are now.
Well,
you are. Rachel, you are.
Yeah. I keep it tight.
Keep it tight and right. People tune into your Instagram to see you working out with your barbells and things like that.
My barbells? I just really.
Aren't they barbells?
Listen, 1940 called and wants its reference back. Your barbells to your, you mean?
Your barbells. Okay, listen, we've got to get right into this, Rachel.
Okay.
There's a lot to cover. Today, we are talking about Big Vape, the rise and fall of Juul. J-U-U-L.
At first, I honestly thought that Juul, the singer, had a vaping problem when you first told me the title, Thomas. I literally was like, did Juul die? Like, I was worried. Like, did she die from vaping?
And then you thought, right. Well, I'm just going to watch the documentary and see. Like, you right. didn't look it
and
up.
And I was like, is that the cliffhanger?
Okay, Jewel is alive. And well. I mean, as far as I know, I'm knocking on wood.
I think we'd know.
Yes.
I think Thomas would be like, oh my God, this is awkward.
Jewel is alive. Yeah. Remember, what was the one song? You took your coat off and stood in the rain. You were always crazy like that.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say none of us, myself included.
What was that song?
No. What?
You don't know that song?
Hell, you're singing. No, Cheryl, I think we probably do, but I think the way you're singing.
You know what I'm talking. Do you really not?
No,
Rachel.
I don't. No. Well, no, I know, but I'm just like, it's okay, unrecognizable from your singing. I have no idea. I don't even know.
I can't remember anything. Any.
Just keep singing it, because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result.
In the morning, smoking your cigarettes. Oh, nice. What's it called?
I'm not even trying to be funny right now.
Rachel, I'm just saying,
I have said for years to Cheryl, please don't sing.
So please sing. People need to hear it.
No.
But do you know what song I'm talking about? Seriously.
I know that there's like some song that's like, but see, I keep thinking it's You Say, but that's not Jewel.
No.
It's You Say. No. That's Lisa Loeb.
Rachel, how could you not know this song? This was like her biggest song.
Because you just put an earworm in my ear that is disastrous.
Thomas, do you know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's called Foolish Games.
Foolish Games!
Oh, Foolish Games. I still have no clue.
Anyway, it was an amazing song.
Didn't she write that song about Sean Penn?
What?
I thought she was in a relationship with Sean Penn.
What are you talking about? Jewel?
Yeah, Jewel, the singer. That. Thomas, Google it super duper fast. Who are Jewel's lovers?
Not Sean.
He's looking it up.
I feel like you're way off track.
No, I think I'm.
Maybe that was Lisa Loeb.
No, it was definitely not Lisa Loeb.
For what? No, he did go out with
Well, Eva. Maybe she. Yeah, Madonna. Yeah, Madonna went out with Sean Penn.
She did date Sean Penn. But it seems like it's a different. She wrote a song for his movie.
Okay.
Called Emily.
But I know that I think they were connected at some point.
Okay. I haven't even said one sentence. Okay. This is Big Vape, The Rise and Fall of Jewel. It's a 2023 docuseries directed by R.J. Cutler, whose previous credits include Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, and The September Issue. The docuseries recounts the Silicon Valley saga of Jewel, J-U-U-L, a tech startup that blurred the lines between life-saving innovation and big tobacco. Big Vape, The Rise and Fall of Jewel is available to watch on Netflix.
Okay. And time for break.
Okay, here we go. So as we know, or you may not know, but often I'll break the news, tobacco remains the leading preventable cause of death in America. Okay.
The leading preventable cause of death.
That's crazy. Okay. It just seems like everybody just stopped smoking. Like, help yourself. And Juul co-founders Adam Bowen and James Monsees were Silicon Valley innovators who said they wanted to create a safer alternative. So they felt like it was the actual burning of the tobacco and the paper that was going down into your lungs. That was...
Yeah, the carcinogens. Yeah,
that was so harmful. So they wanted to figure out a way to help people stop smoking.
Right.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. That's what I got in the beginning. Like in the very beginning. Yes, that's what I got, is that they wanted to find an alternative to smoking. They wanted to make something cool that didn't look like a cigarette, but that looked more sleek and sexy, right? But still, this is what they said, right? They said they wanted to still have all the fun of smoking, which was like taking a smoke break. And a physical thing that
you get to do,
gave you a moment to like, like with your friends, like it was very social, but they didn't want to die from it.
I've always been very jealous of smokers because it doesn't seem fair to the non-smokers where, you know, you're working and somebody said, oh, I have to go outside for a smoke break. It's like, well, I would like to go outside for a smoke break, but not smoke, then is that weird? Or at a party where you're like, oh, I gotta.
But I feel like you could just take a break. You know what I mean? Like if you're like, I need a break. Same.
If you tell them you have to, because your body will, you know, have a response if you don't, then people are like, okay, go, go.
What kind of response does it have?
What happens to your body if you need a cigarette but don't get one? No, I'm asking you.
What happens? I don't know. I've never smoked. Have you?
No. I will say this.
Oh, there was a pregnant pause there, Thomas.
At one point, I thought I was getting kicked out of college. My grades weren't good enough to...
This is scandalous. This is R-rated. I'm excited.
This is so R-rated. My grades weren't...
You were going to get kicked out of college?
I couldn't major in what I wanted to major in, and I kept having to take college algebra over and over until I passed, because I could not friggin' pass.
Yeah, that's a recurring nightmare.
I couldn't do it, and I thought they would take your last grade and disregard all the other attempts, but when I transferred, they added all of those F's into my GPA, and my GPA was like, not cute. And I was like, oh my God, my GPA is so bad, I'm going to get kicked out. And I sat in the bathtub and smoked cigarette after cigarette, listening to Sade.
Ew.
And just crying, ew. Like, I guess my life is over at 20. I guess this is it.
I just love that. Had you ever smoked before you got into that bathtub?
Mm-mm.
That is so... What did you think was going to happen when you started smoking?
You know what I thought? I'm turning over a new leaf, and it's destructive, and I don't care what happens anymore, and I'll smoke cigarettes all night long if I want to.
And you're going to get... You're going to just fucking blast it out to Sade.
Really show people my feelings with Sade.
Yeah, then, you are.
And then after that, I didn't smoke anymore.
Yeah, how long did you how long was that bath?
It was a long one. I mean, I kept having to like drain water out and put hot water in drain water out. I was just like, I didn't have a plan on what my next move in life was going to be. So I was just like, I'm going to sit here.
So, but this is the thing too. But you didn't get addicted immediately. You weren't like, oh my gosh, I just started smoking in the bathtub. Now tomorrow I wake up and boom.
But does that happen to people? It must happen to some people.
I don't know.
Okay, Rachel.
Yeah.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we will have all the answers about addiction.
You know I will.
I'm sure it depends on the person because some people must get addicted right away.
Sure, especially if you're a kid, like you start at 15 or 16.
Okay, let's not.
I don't know. I'm not gilding the lily. I'm not spilling the beans.
Just it. I feel like you did. Okay, when we come back, we're going to finish. We haven't even started.
Good God, we have not even begun.
We'll talk about the big vape, the rise and fall of Juul.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay.
We're back.
Rachel.
Yeah.
These guys, Adam, James, really smart guys at Stanford. Mm-hmm. They, you know, this was 2003, tech was booming, and they were really smart, and they were in the product design program. And they were both heavy smokers, and they wanted to create something so people could get off of cigarettes.
In the beginning, yeah, they thought they wanted to save lives.
Yeah,
you know, that was their whole mission.
Change the world. I'm always fascinated by people that want to change the world.
Well, it's interesting that they went to Stanford, and Steve Jobs was one of their commencement speakers.
Yeah.
At that time, and said, be foolish and stay hungry, right?
Yeah.
Or was it stay hungry, be foolish?
Stay hungry and stay foolish.
Yeah, stay hungry and stay foolish. So I think that it was just like
they really took that to heart?
Yeah, that they just really went for it.
They were like, all right. It was cool because you could see like the prototypes. Oh, they started something first. What was that first one called?
Plume? Was it the plume?
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Plume.
I
know.
They started a plume, but it didn't really take
off. And if you bought a set, it was called a colloquial. I don't even know what that means, but a plume and a colloquial. I don't even know. I have no idea. Hey, listen, if anybody knows, call in. Tell us what a colloquial is.
Oh, Rachel, wait. We don't take callers.
No, we'll do a live one. Yeah, and we'll do it.
And then people can really let us know. But they found out that a lot of venture capitalists did not want to invest in so-called vice industries like smoking, which is nice.
And booze.
Okay.
And gambling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Plume Model 1 launched in 2010. And their ad campaign was small, dark, and handsome, and people liked the flavors, but smokers said they couldn't really get a nicotine fix from it.
Yeah.
And then the hot...
Yep.
The hot butane device used would singe 1 in 50 users.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a high price to pay.
Didn't they say that it would shoot juice?
Yeah.
Like, that just weirded me out when they're like...
Juice in the mouth. They keep talking about juice in the mouth.
Yeah.
A lot of people had juice in the mouth issues.
Yeah.
Which was gross.
Because the juice would shoot out. Blech. It's like a nicotine juice. Which just sounds
disgusting.
Horrifying.
Between that and the singeing.
Like they would take a hit off of it, right? And it would just, their mouth would be on fire full of hot juice.
How could it be worth it?
Now listen.
Good news, bad news.
It's a good news thing.
It's
You're going to have a mouth full of hot juice.
And your bangs are going to singe. But you're going to look cool doing it.
Yeah, you're going to look so cool doing it.
I don't know how to tell you this, but the device failed.
Oh, that's shocking. They were in a rush to get it out because the other guys, the competitors that were coming out with those e-cigarettes, right, were starting to get stuff, and the FDA was going to start to clamp down on everything. So they all felt this rush to like get everything out.
Yeah.
Right?
They had a little saying that they would say, fuck it, ship it. Like, fuck it. We'll worry about if it works later, just ship it.
Which is insane.
It's a little insane.
When you're talking about putting something in your mouth.
That could explode or give you juice mouth.
Hot juice mouth. Yeah. Like, you want to know what you're getting yourself into. No pun intended.
If you will. So James took over as CEO and Adam took a step back because Adam was sort of, you know, running it.
Yeah.
And then the company was low on funds and it was a downtime.
Yeah.
And then a Japanese tobacco company came in with a $10 million investment. They decided to compromise since they'd ultimately be saving lives. So even though it was a tobacco company, they thought, you know what? We're going to take it. We're going to save lives.
Is that what they thought? Is that what they said?
Isn't that what you got?
No, I just like that the way you phrase it. They're like, they crossed their hands. They put their hands together and they looked up at the sky and they said, you know what?
This is it, God.
I'm going to take a risk.
We're doing it.
And they held hands wearing Sperry topsiders, khakis, light blue shirts and dark blue navy jackets.
And they jumped.
And they jumped.
Their next product was PAX, P-A-X, an induction vaporizer for loose leaf tobacco. It instead became very popular with marijuana users.
Oh, yeah.
The product was cool. It was a huge hit. But the marijuana industry had a much lower ceiling than tobacco. And James and Adam wanted to save a billion lives. So it wasn't their intention.
Yeah, they were like, we're not in this to do like that kind of vice.
Yeah. So then the next product, Rachel, was Jewel, not the singer.
Who's alive, by the way. Still writing beautiful music.
Okay. And James focused on making it simple and easy to use. And the design looked like a USB thumb drive, which is kind of odd to me. It's not inviting to me. Is it inviting to you? Like putting a little piece of metal
piece of plastic in my mouth?
That looks like a thumb drive.
This is going to really ruffle some feathers. But the whole nature of smoking weed.
Yeah.
Or anything when we have all this fucking information about what it does to your lungs seems inane to me.
Right.
Now, people may say, but you drink.
Yeah, you drink.
You know, sparkling water out of a can, an aluminum can. That's, aluminum's not great for you. You also drink alcohol. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't drink to excess. And I guess I don't have any addiction issues. So I don't know where I'm going. I'm just circling. I just think smoking is not great.
I mean, you shouldn't do it.
Right, but I feel like people that before they had all this information, right, like our parents.
Right.
I understand why my parents smoked.
Right.
And why when they were 15, it was unbelievably cool to smoke.
Right.
Right.
But now we know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. I feel like everybody knows better.
But you know, I mean, Rachel, you know this, and I'm embarrassed that I'm admitting this on air, live on air.
Okay. You can do it.
I mean, but you know, I've sort of started, I'm not going to say it's a habit. And I'm not addicted. But every once in a while, I like a Nicorette gum.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm proud of you, Cheryl.
And I never, smoked, but I feel like I.
What does it do for you? What does it do for you?
Well, it sort of entertains me, especially if I'm in a situation where it's really boring. Whatever's happening.
Yes. What?
Whatever is happening around me, I'm bored to tears. I will secretly chew Nicorette.
I don't know you.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. No, you've chewed it when you're like, I need like a little more pep.
Or, well, either or.
Yeah, but I mean, never, you have never told me. Oh, it's when things are so boring.
No, I find myself in some really boring situations.
Oh, I know you do.
And then I'm... And then I'm like, I'm going to just put a little, I'm going to have a little Nicorette.
It's kind of like your little private stash of booze.
Yeah, it's like.
You know what I mean? You're like, I need to take the edge off.
I need to take the edge off. By the way, I was talking to my stepson, Connor, and I was telling him about this. And he said, Cheryl, your vices are ridiculous.
They're really not vices.
He said, you are like, have the lowest dose of Nicorette.
Yeah, it's like your secret orgy of restraint.
Yeah, it's like, you guys, I'm doing it, and I hope nobody ever catches me with this. Or the shit will hit the... But it can't be good for you. It can't be good for you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like... What are your vices, though? Because I love that Connor says your vices, not just like your one little vice.
Here's the other thing. Because when I was talking to him about this, we were talking about Jewel, we were talking about Smokey, we were talking about... And we were talking about how hard it is to quit smoking. Like, people have said that. And I
really
said,
hard.
You know, at one point, I went to a hypnotherapist.
To stop eating sugar.
To stop snacking. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this. And I remember judging you back then, even being like, that's insane.
That's ridiculous. But that.
No. Because did you stop snacking?
I did for a little while. Because my biggest thing was I wanted to stop snacking after dinner.
Yeah, I know.
And then this guy would be like, he'd hypnotize me and he'd say, what was I always supposed to say?
I feel like I remember.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to image it. Like you'd have to get an image in your mind that it was like dirty or something gross.
He would go down a long list of snacks that I wasn't supposed to eat.
Oh, God. I didn't know where you were going there for some
No, it was like he had a little saying like, you know the system, work the system, or something like that.
What?
That was like, that's what I was supposed to say to myself. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do. But anyway, when I was talking to Connor, I said I had gone to this hypnotherapist
Yeah.
Who specialized in helping people stop smoking. And he said, and he was like, why did you go? And I said, well, to try to try to stop snacking. And that's when he said, your vices are ridiculous. Rachel, we got to get back to Jewel.
All right. Oh, yes.
Okay. And so.
Which ended up being highly addictive. But let's get into the fun
because
stuff.
Because they started focusing on how to get more of a nicotine hit. Users loved it. They loved the Juul. And many users never smoked cigarettes again. So a lot of users were like, this is great. Never smoke cigarettes again.
Yeah. And also the people that were investing in it all had their own personal stories about losing someone to lung cancer.
Yeah.
And that this was such an exciting thing to be a part of. They really thought that they were going to be
changing the world.
A life-saving, yeah.
And then there was a guy from Wired who wrote this great article that said Juul was going to be the iPhone of e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. People started getting really excited and investing, right?
Yes. And now their goal was to get it out there. Okay, Rachel, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you and you will tell everybody about Stephen Bailey.
Love it.
Isn't that a cliffhanger? It's such a cliffhanger.
No, it's good.
They're going to be like, great, I can't wait. Okay, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Okay. Do you want to tell people who Stephen Bailey was?
Well, Stephen Bailey was a guy that is in charge of all these cool ad campaigns.
Yeah. So the guys hired him.
Yeah, because they wanted to market and make it a very cool. Yeah. They wanted to make Juul a very cool brand. And so he was very big on, he even said, he's like, you put this product in the hands of somebody that looks hot.
Right.
That is the coolest dresser, that is in the greatest place with the greatest vibe.
Yeah.
And people are going to want that. And that's what he did. And he made it with a lot of young models, right?
Yeah. And like young, cool people who were
having the best time. Not thinking that he was selling a tobacco product. He bought into the idea that this was going to save lives and was excited to jump on board.
I don't know. Did he even know that? Like, did they even discuss that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think the thing that they thought about was they didn't really clue him in.
Yeah, because Stephen Bailey is in this documentary, and he's basically saying, you know, I did what they hired me to do.
Exactly.
I got the word out. It was a great campaign. It was in Times Square. It was everywhere. And people started Juuling everywhere. So I did exactly what they asked me to do. And then at some point, people started realizing, oh, this is bad because
teenagers, they're getting addicted to the Juul, that they like it, that they want it.
Yeah.
And they realize that they started advertising to people that are under 18.
Yeah. Well, we just want to.
And he.
Yeah. No, I was just going to.
And he.
Oh.
No, go.
I was just going to say something about Richard Mumby. Because,
oh, okay,
because
yes.
In the documentary, there's this guy named Richard Mumby who was really cute. He was tan and muscular and a social media influencer. And they brought him in as a marketing consultant. But an anonymous employee calls him a dumbass fuck. Because he just was...
Yeah.
He was just out there, you know, just being an influencer.
Mm-hmm. I think even Stephen Bailey said that he's like the worst person. I think he said he's like one of the worst people he's ever met. Don't quote me. I'm not quoting him. But he said something to that.
Yeah, we can't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so at some point, Jewel is out there. It's at all these parties. And now all these teenagers, like even middle schoolers, because Jewel has come out with these flavors. Pods.
It's like mint or fruit.
Oh, mango is a hot one.
Oh, God.
One.
I love that you just, wow, mango, that really got under your skin.
Because it doesn't make sense to me. First of all, do that many people love mango for one thing?
Also, I've never tried Jewel, but isn't it like that seems like that'd be like a smoky mango then.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know what I mean? It's not like, it seems like a mezcal drink, you know, like a fruity drink with mezcal in it, which is gross to me.
Which it's gross.
Just saying. I'm sure. Sorry, mezcal people.
But Rachel, Jewel still had the problem of the juice in the mouth.
Poor Jewel.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said also that they'd inhale it. So like the first hit that they were used to doing was like a cigarette, and they'd inhale it. And then like they said at the parties that they were introducing it and giving samples away that there was so much coughing.
Right. Because it's so much nicotine.
Yeah.
So
and so much smoke. Yeah.
Well, it's not smoke.
I'm sorry, vape.
Thank you.
Okay, vapor.
Gross. But here's this fascinates me. Okay,
what fascinates you, lady? I love it.
It fascinates me when a CEO, because James, right? It was James and what's his name that invented this whole thing? James and Adam.
James and Adam.
And then the board voted James out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know what I was thinking about?
No, I can't.
I was thinking about Heinz and Young. So this company that I started with my daughter Kat. So it's
shameless plug.
It's Dr. Becky Hines and my brother Mike Hines and the rest of the family. And Becky and I were laughing so hard. It's like, could you imagine if I come in one day and they're like, you know what? You're out. We voted you out of the company.
Like if Kat and Becky and Michael all were like,
let's get her out of the CEO position. I just can't even imagine it. It's like a showrunner. Well, it's like a showrunner.
I know. When a showrunner has created this whole show, I know. It's weird. And somebody takes over that show that they spent so much time creating.
It would be.
Because the people that are in charge of the money don't like the direction it's going.
That just shocked me.
Yeah.
Then they got this new guy in, Kevin Burns, that they called the yogurt guy. They called
Chobani. He was from Chobani, right?
From Chobani. And he did a good job on Chobani. The Greek yogurt.
Sure. Right. Everybody loves Chobani.
Everybody loves Chobani.
I mean.
So then they bring Kevin Burns in and he.
Full disclosure, I have never tasted Chobani.
Oh, I love that. I do love Chobani.
Is it one of your vices?
How dare you make light of my vices?
Oh, God.
My addiction issues.
I'm just going to wonder every time we're together having a really long involved conversation. I'm just going to listen if you're secretly chewing.
If I've got Nicorette, just you're going to be like, are you
like when we're on the phone? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we're on the phone and I'm just boring you again with the exact same thing that I'm struggling with.
From the night before, you'll be like, are you chewing Nicorette?
Are you chewing? I hear chewing.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Gen Z loved Jewel. And Jewel was very addictive.
Yeah.
And then the FDA, well, then a mom, Thomas and I were talking about this, but we were talking about how one of the kids, a guy, went to his mom and said, I'm addicted and I want to try to stop Jewel.
Yeah.
So Thomas and I were saying, that must be really bad. The kid goes to their mom. That's like last ditch effort. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go to their mom and say, I'm addicted to something. Can you help me? So she reached out to Jewel and asked, okay, how do you recommend people quit? And they said, that's not what we do. we don't.
It's not a problem.
It's not our problem.
Well, oh, and circling back way back, but I thought it was funny that when Adam, they said Adam wasn't great at promoting the product because he was like, if you don't want to smoke, Joel, that's fine. If you'd rather smoke a cigarette, smoke a cigarette.
Which, by the way, that speaks to me. I love somebody who's just like, look, if you like it, great.
I know. Don't worry about it. We like that. But yeah. But from a CEO's point of view, trying to make money off of their product, right? It's like we're fine with that. We're like, if we're not for you, that's great. If I'm not for you, fine. I get it. I'm not for everyone.
Yeah.
But it's sort of that same thing. It's like, well, this is our product.
Yeah.
If you get addicted.
What are we supposed to do?
Sorry.
Right.
That's your problem.
We never promised you a rose garden. That should be on the side of a jewel pack.
Oh, God. That's so sad.
We never promised you a rose garden. Do not call if you have problems.
But who really wants a rose garden? It's really hard to maintain. Mm. Like, why is a rose garden shouldn't be easy? Like, we promised you a rose garden?
Yeah, it should be. Nobody ever promised you weed-like daisies that grow without you having to try.
Yeah, kind of. All right.
Rachel, the FDA started investigating Juul. And now Juul had to prove that it provided a net benefit to public health.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty tough. But by the way, Big Tobacco was very mad at Juul because they had all of these guidelines and restrictions.
Yeah, that they had to follow.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to
sell to minors.
Yeah, even advertise on TV or stuff like that. So
yeah.
Anyway, at some point, they told Kevin Burns, the yogurt guy, that they should stop selling flavored pods.
It's like a weird world of pods that we're in, like coffee pods, tobacco pods.
Yeah.
We're in a pod right now. We're talking in a pod.
Oh, yeah. And remember when during the lockdown, people were in pods? It's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my pod. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a special pod.
You and your pod. Rachel, at some point, the news broke that Altria... Just trying to get it back on track.
Rachel, at some point the news broke. All right, go ahead.
Philip Morris's parent company was looking to buy 35% stake at Juul. Juul employees were shocked because all of the Juul employees felt like they were doing something good. They were trying to get people to stop. Although, Rachel, this is the question. There's a lot of bullshit going on, right? So much bullshit going on.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that all the people that were working at Juul were still like, we're really trying to get people to stop smoking with this?
Even though we're blasting nicotine through a vapor that makes you feel like you're smoking.
And that's into like your mouth. Mango into your mouth juice. You know, there at some point is got to be people have to know. I'm not judging. I don't know what really happened. Yeah. But it seemed like people were just like, clutching their pearls. Like, oh my gosh, us? Like, yeah, you, yeah, guys, yeah, you.
I love that your mom just suddenly jumped into the podcast.
Cracklin' Rosie.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Are y'all talking about us?
Cheryl?
Are y'all talking about us?
What?
And then now the yoga guy, Kevin Burns, people, you know, when people showed up at work, they were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Is Philip Morris's parent company buying 35% of Juul. And Kevin Burns was like, yes, and we're all going to be rich. Okay.
Aside from the point that they started out with their slogan was fuck Big Tobacco.
Right.
That's what everybody was involved in. And so it's interesting to see who stayed. Mm. I wonder how many people left that company when they heard that.
They all got $1 million bonus. When this happened.
It's insane.
I don't know. What do you do, Rachel? What do you do?
Yeah, but that's like you're kind of deceiving the public, right? Because the word has been out that this is like vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes. When in fact, I mean, all I remember is I had a friend that was vaping and she was like, I can't stop. I'm sure I'm giving myself popcorn lung.
Ew.
But it's impossible for me.
She couldn't stop the vape?
Yeah, she was like, I can't stop it. She said, but I do like it better than smoking. But she's like, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would say, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my friend, Juul.
Oh. And you said, Juul the singer? And she was like, no.
No, no.
It's the other Jewel.
I knew back then what she was talking about. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you knew she didn't know Jewel.
But because it was a big topic of conversation. No, I just knew that this person would never be into Jewel. It was like, I wouldn't think of this person with Jewel.
Okay, listen.
Like listening to Jewel.
Listening to interested Jewel and in Jewel. Jeweling. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's meta. Okay, listen, we're going to wrap it up because this is getting ridiculous. Youth use of vapes was up 80% in 2 years. So Jewel came on the scene, kids everywhere. And by the way, one pod is like smoking a pack of cigarettes.
That's insane to me.
It's insane. So some of these kids were just like going through pod after pod. And then James was called to testify in front of Congress. It was turning into a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And now people turned on Jewel. And kids started getting vapor-related lung illnesses.
Yeah, really bad.
And some of them even died, which is it was so sad. But they were all going to the emergency room with really severe lung issues. And the doctors started asking, what do all these kids have in common?
Mm-hmm.
Although, did they say it in the documentary that it wasn't necessarily from them Jeweling nicotine, but when the kids would put something else in the Jewel? I don't remember what it was.
Oh.
They ended up finding out that it was because of counterfeit Jewels.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, everybody backed off of Jewel, and Jewel stock tanked in 2019. Kevin Burns, the yoga guy, was fired. He was replaced by Casey Crosswaight.
Mm-hmm.
Crosswaight? Do you see that?
I do. I see it.
Do you want to try?
I'm not even going to try.
Try
no.
saying it? Okay.
I'm not even going to try it.
Who was a tobacco executive? And Adam and James were also forced out.
Yeah.
Forced out. So Big Tobacco basically took over.
Took over.
Jewel's FDA application was rejected. They appealed, paying $3 billion in legal settlements. And the future of the company remains uncertain. Jewel's value is less than 5% of its all-time high. If I asked you, where's Jewel now, what would you say?
I would say she's probably home drinking a cup of coffee with some strangers.
Rachel.
No, I don't know. I think Jewel is probably, I still see people vaping, though, a lot.
I mean, can you even buy it? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, please call in and tell us where we can find a Jewel.
I mean, it sounds like, I don't know, how can this thing survive?
Well, it's a vice, though, and people
love, you know, vices. That's, we've all got them.
If they're addicted to it, right? They want to do it.
We've all got them.
We sure do.
Rachel, are you ready for some final thoughts?
Oh, my God, I thought you'd never ask.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
No, I did not. Mm-mm. Did you cry?
No, no. Who were you addicted to?
Addicted to?
Oh, my God. I did not just say
I love.
Who were you addicted to?
I was addicted to.
Who were you attracted to? It had to be Richard Mumby.
No, it didn't.
Rachel.
No, it didn't.
Richard Mumby?
No.
The suntan guy with the muscles?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No, okay. I think. You know what? If anybody, I don't know if attracted to is the right word.
Okay, doesn't matter.
But I think somebody that I liked was Stephen Bailey, just because he was so honest.
Ah, the marketing guy.
Yeah, I don't know what persuasion he is.
Doesn't matter.
But I just think he is. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter. I just liked him. I thought he was forthcoming.
Now is a chance for True Story Talkback. Do you have anything to say? Do you want to talk to anybody from this film? Or
no, I just appreciated the people that in the beginning had a loved one that they lost to lung cancer, you know, or a smoking-related illness. And I felt for them personally because my stepdad had lung cancer. My biological father died from cancer.
Yeah.
My dad used to say to me, and I listened to him. He would say, please, as he's smoking a cigarette, he was like, do not start smoking ever. It's a filthy habit.
Yeah.
And I listened to him.
Yeah.
He was like, it's just.
My grandmother told me that
crazy.
Too, but she didn't smoke. But I took it to heart because I was like, wow, she's the smartest person I know. So, okay, I'm not going to do it. Because she said, don't start because it's so hard to stop. Just to don't stop. Even start it. And then what did I do, Rachel? I sat in a bathtub.
You smoked in the bathroom to Sade.
To Sade. That's when I was reckless.
Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Operator.
All right. Rachel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story on Netflix. We would love to hear from everybody. You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com. And we might just read one of your emails on air. Before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Okay. Brittany writes, "Hey, ladies. I'm a longtime True Story fan and new fan of Hines and Young. Oh, my God. So amazing. Aw, this is our first
That's amazing.
Hines and Young fan mail. And what the two of you are doing is quite incredible. I, too, have a best friend of 25 plus years and know that when you've been besties with someone that long, the cohesion is unmatched. Plus, Rachel's little snort thingy. Not an actual snort, just some kind of funny sound. Before she full on laughs, makes me LOL in real life. Thanks for the continued nonsense I've come to love about this podcast. And Cheryl, thanks for bringing Hines and Young into the world. Oh, my God. It's the only lotion my 9-year-old daughter, who's a little snorkable, will ever wear. And only because it's Cheryl's lotion. Oh, come on.
You got to frame that. You got to print that out and frame
it. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I've got to send this to the Hines and Young company so they don't vote me out as CEO when I'm not there.
That's good.
Thank you, Brittany. That's so sweet. Oh, I love that
Thank
so
you,
much.
Brittany.
This one last one. This is from Kim. Hi, Cheryl and Rachel. Hi.
Hi.
I'm listening to the Murdaw Murders episode on my morning walk. And during the chat about Cheryl's code word, I thought, it's nincompoop. So that's all. Is it nincompoop? Could it be? Should it be? Yours always, Kim. Listen.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
If you're listening and you don't know this story, just briefly, I had two best friends that passed. And when they were around, we came up with a code word in case one of us died before the other and you wanted to get a message to that person. If you say this word, if like, what are they called?
Like a psychic.
Yeah. If the psychic says this word, then you know it's really them. If they never say the word, then it's not. But Kim, I really appreciate that you think it's nincompoop and it's not. But that could be our code word on True Story.
It could be.
Nincompoop.
Like when one of us is like gone off the rails.
Yeah, and you just go nincompoop.
It's a long word, but it gets your attention.
It does. Thank you, Kim. I'm happy that you shared that with me. And I'm sorry that you were wrong. Okay, that's it. We love reading your messages, your comments, and your reviews. Keep letting us know what you think about the docs and leave us a review, and we might just read your response on the air. Rach, is there anything you'd like to promote? You can't, but is there anything you'd like to promote?
No, there's nothing I can promote, but if you want to be having a good time, look for me.
You sound like a prostitute.
I do. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm prostituting myself.
So the strike is over. The Screen Actors Guild. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at a place where you know, a channel.
Oh.
Can I even say that?
No, because now it sounds like that. You're doing a fans only. Only fans. Fans only.
Only fans. And nobody wants that.
Nobody wants to see you cooking a pot roast. I think we've talked about this. Okay. I will just say this on Rachel's behalf. She is popping off out there in the entertainment world. But we can't tell you exactly for what reason. But you can figure it out. They can figure it out. And then if you're interested in checking out Hines and Young, it's a company I started. And it's a self-care line. We have everything to help you relax. Beautiful candles, beautiful body creams, linen sprays. Go to Shop Hines Young. Okay. That's it, Rachel. That's it. That's it. We really educated people. And I'm sure everyone has a very clear idea of the Jewel story.
They know. It's clear. You don't need to see the documentary. We just told you everything you need to know.
In detail. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys later. That's it.
Yeah. And I'll call you tonight.
I'll call you tonight. True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Rachel Harris. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Nadia Labetz. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.